In the underground Egyptian room in the castle, Dimitri reveals himself as a devotee of black magic and boasts that he has caused the disappearance of Princess Naji. But Chanda, by his occult powers, defeats Dimitri and drives him from the castle. The present act opens in the drawing room 2 hours later. Chandu, the magician.
Where were you all the time we were down in that room, Naji?
How did Dimitri get down
there? Where's Dimitri now?
Did he have you shut up somewhere, Naji?
Children, please, please. You haven't given Naji time to catch her breath since we came up from the cellar.
Well, gee, Mother, if we're going to find out anything from Naji, we have to talk fast.
Oh, Naji, please don't go back to Egypt right away. Why do you have to go this very afternoon?
You know I must go, Betty. I've come here in disguise, and I think if the government would be most unpleasant to your uncle if it becomes known he is hiding me here.
Well, but...
And we don't even know now that the servants won't tell someone Naji's here.
But I bet Uncle Frank wouldn't care if the king did find it out. He's not afraid of the king.
Oh, it's not that, Betty.
So, Naji, will you stay a few days if I can get Uncle Frank to talk to the king? Uncle Frank's pretty influential, I know that.
No, I must return to Egypt at once.
Well, then will you tell us about that room?
Bobby, don't be too insistent, son. These things may be secret.
There are many things I must not tell. But of this room I may see.
Oh, goody. Does Uncle Frank know about the Naji? Where is he, Mother?
He's resting. He has an audience with the king at 3.
Honest?
Yes.
Do you suppose he's going to tell him about Dimitri?
Well, I hope Dimitri hasn't already told the king about Uncle Frank. I mean, told him a lot of things that weren't true. Maybe Uncle Frank will get put in prison.
Oh, don't be silly.
Well, I'm not silly. You know what Uncle Frank said.
I thought you were going to listen to Naji's story of the Egyptian room.
Oh, I'm sorry, Naji.
Oh, yes. Tell us about it, won't you, Naji?
In Egypt, there are many old legends which have been told for thousands of years. And some are so old that no one knows the name of the man who first told them.
You mean the story of the hidden room with one of the Naji?
I do not know how to explain to you what I mean by this room where, how you say, black magic is practiced. Oh, there is Chandu. Chandu, you have come just in time to help me explain to Bob and Betty about those things we have seen in the Egyptian room.
Sure, you don't mind talking about it, Naji?
Yes, there's no reason why Bob and Betty need to discuss it now.
Oh, Mother. If Naji doesn't mind, I'd like to discuss it for a moment before I go.
Of course I do not mind, Chandu. I am so happy that Dimitri is gone.
It's always been my understanding, Naji, that that room was in Egypt.
Yes, in my palace at Cairo are many ancient parchments. And on some of them is written much about the hidden room, where those who practice black magic go to learn the evil things they do.
You don't mean robbing, killing people, and things like that, do you, Naji?
No, Betty. She means they have certain secrets and certain unusual powers, as I have. Only all their knowledge is used for evil purposes instead of good.
Oh, let's not talk of it. That was a terrible experience down there.
Well, I didn't think it was terrible. I thought it was keen. Say, Naji, if you've been reading about this room on all those old...
Tell where it was.
It was always spoken of as being in the mountains. But it was supposed to be in the mountains of Egypt.
I didn't know there were any mountains in Egypt. I thought Egypt was all desert and flat.
Oh, no. There are mountains down in the central part of Egypt, down in the Sudan. There's a little village named Dara, where many an expedition has made its headquarters while they're searching for that hidden room.
Well, can you beat that? Do you suppose that room right here in this castle was really the very one, kind of the headquarters or something?
Yes, Bob. It will be most interesting when I return to Cairo.
I'd like to see those old records too, Naji, in the light of what we've discovered here. I think we haven't come to the end of this thing yet.
Poor Chandu. I hope this time you are wrong.
What's the matter, Naji? What do you mean?
Never mind, Bob. We can't go into that now. Dorothy, Lupu's caravan will be here while I'm down at the palace, I'm sure. Ask him to drive the wagon into the courtyard near the stables until I come back, will you? You won't need to wait long. And it only takes me a few moments to get your gypsy clothes.
What can you do? You are not...
Of course, I'm going with you beyond the frontier. I'll change into my own clothes when Lupu's people reach Lausdor and come back tomorrow on the train.
But, Frank, suppose they won't let you come back into the country.
Don't worry. By tomorrow, things will be very different in Montevania. My word, I'll go. I'll be late.
Oh, that old clock in the corner is fast, Frank.
It's never been the same since Bob took it apart when we first came here, Uncle Frank.
Well, is that it?
Well, gee, it wouldn't run at all before. Say, listen, Uncle Frank, changing the subject, Are you going to tell the king about Dmitri?
Indirectly.
Indirectly?
Yes. You see, Nicholas and I have a little plot. I'm determined to break up this scheme of Count Nexos quietly and with the least possible scandal.
But how can you?
Here's my plan. I asked for a special audience at 3 o'clock. And Nicholas is to induce his father to listen behind the screen in that little audience chamber where I listened that day. The day the gypsy warned the king against me.
But whom will he listen to?
You see, the plan is that Nicholas is to persuade his father to tell Nexos my audience must be postponed.
Do you think the king will agree to such a scheme? It'll sound fantastic to him.
Nicholas promised to see that his father was seated behind that screen at 3 o'clock. And I've got to depend on it that he'll be there.
Well, but what then, Uncle Frank?
Oh, I'll try to lead Nexos on to talk. And the king will overhear everything. Now I must go. Unless you've been taking my wristwatch apart, Bob, I'll just about have time to...
Enough to come in, sir.
Thank you. Is His Majesty waiting? Ah, good afternoon, Count Nexus. I trust I haven't kept His Majesty waiting.
His Majesty regrets he cannot see you today.
But it's most important.
I have told you His Majesty cannot see you today.
Perhaps you had something to do with persuading him not to see me, Count Nexus?
Why should I trouble to do that?
Perhaps because you are afraid of what I might tell His Majesty.
You will tell him I asked you to leave Montevania, eh? Tell him then, if you have the opportunity, and I will tell him it is so.
Not so fast, Count Nexus. It's not just what I meant.
Then you will tell him I have been spreading scandalous reports about this regent. I will deny that. Nicholas is mistaken.
What do you mean? This is something I haven't heard. But that can wait.
Are all Americans as undiplomatic as you, Mr. Chandler?
I don't know just what you mean by that. But we'll let it pass for the moment.
I mean you're serving your country very ill when you antagonize me.
Just a moment. Suppose I should ask the king if he knows how long ago it was you lost your left arm.
What do you mean, Chandler? Why should the king be annoyed by your ridiculous questions about me?
No use, Count Nexus. I know the truth about you. I know in Paris you sometimes have two arms. And even sometimes in Montevania. As, for instance, in the dead of night, when you are searching for a hidden document in the storerooms at the top of the castle where I live.
Oh, insolent American! You dare to accuse me of entering your home in the night like a thief? I have you in prison for life.
Not so loud, Count Nexus. I can hear you quite clearly. Let me tell you of other occasions when you seem to have the use of both your arms. Those occasions, for instance, when you are in the cave on the mountain of the Scimitar.
What? What are you trying to say?
I'm trying to tell you that I know that Count Metros, Prime Minister of Montevania, and that Saban, the so-called gypsy bandit, are one.
Look here, Mr. Chandler. You and I must come to terms. There is room for a clever man like yourself in a certain organization, I know. You can be rich. Rich beyond your greatest dreams. It is said you wish to marry the Egyptian princess Najib. Perhaps that also can be arranged. If there are difficulties in your way, you will be very wise to listen, Mr. Chandler.
In return for my silence about this plot of yours, so you may overthrow His Majesty and take the government, you will make me rich.
Yes, yes. Why did we not think of this before? Why should we have made you an enemy all this time? Why, it was Dmitri who...
Dmitri, who is even now, if my watch is correct, on the Paris train.
Dmitri on the Paris train? No.
Yes, he is. And you will never see him again. Of course, I won't help you, Count Nexus, you swine. The king that should have you shot.
You will not disobey. You insist on being my enemy. Very well. I know the king will never believe you, and even if he should, I'll have you killed myself. I'll have you followed to the ends of the earth and shot or poisoned in some of these native villages. But His Majesty will never believe you. Never. I know it. I have been his minister too many years.
You think he won't, eh? Nicholas. You can remove the screen now.
You think the king will not believe me, eh, Count Petros? There he is. Ask him. He's heard every word we've said. Well done, Nicholas. You've saved Montevania. Look out! He's got a gun!